Michael Savage calls for new comp right movement, Identity, All Citizens Welcome. By Joshua Klein on January 8, 2023. The Republican Party must define itself rather than let the left continue to define it. According to conservative radio legend Michael Savage, who called for a new movement and identity that he dubbed the Comp Right, which stands for compassion, where borders, language and culture are the unifying themes and all citizens are welcome. As he warned that if the border is not sealed, we're dead as a nation. Appearing on Newsmax TV's The Count on Saturday, Savage weighed in on Representative Mike Rogers, RL, for nearly attacking fellow Republican Representative Matt Gaetz, FL, on Friday night after the 14th failed attempt to elect Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA, as Speaker of the House, saying it resembled the Ukrainian parliament of several years ago where people got into fistfights on a regular basis. I was hoping actually to see a real brawl. It would have been a relief after former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's years in Congress, he said, describing the matter as a power play where people were jockeying for positions on committees. Savage said the real focus needs to be on the Republican Party and its message. They said, Kevin McCarthy gave an interesting speech after he was finally nominated. He'll reduce the IRS agents, he'll do this, he'll do that. It all sounds very good, but there's no unifying message from the Republican Party. And I think that they need to define themselves rather than let the left continue to define them, he stated. They need to say borders, language and culture, in one way or another, he added. Savage, a New York Times best-selling author, accused the corrupt Biden administration of having literally melted down our cell wall and turned us into an amorphous blob where there's almost no nation left, where millions are pouring over the border like invading microbes. According to Savage, if Republicans, in order to maintain power, wish to unify their voters, they must define what they stand for rather than merely oppose Democrats. Don't let the left continue to define the conservative patriot movement, he said, describing a vision that came to him that morning. Savage reported awakening thinking we need a new movement and a new identity. The identity is not alt-right. Remember, they try to define us as alt-right to make us sound like Nazis, he said. Then we were white supremacists in order to make us sound like Nazis and fascists. We cannot let the communists continue to do this, he added. Instead, Savage opted for the label Comp-Right, which stands for compassion. I envision a new movement for the nation and the Republican Party, he said. Comp for compassion, where borders, language and culture are the unifying themes. Under the new movement, he explained, all citizens are welcome. All races are welcome, and all sexual orientations are welcome. Because without the founding principles of the U.S. Constitution, as expressed in our borders, language and culture, in our Constitution, we are all doomed to disappear, both as individuals and as a nation, he said. He asserted the theme was first articulated by him when he created the Compassionate Conservative events in the early 1990s, though noting former President George W. Bush took his phrase and went very far with it. He then reiterated the importance of not allowing the left to continue to define the conservative patriot movement. We are the comp right, not the deplorables, not the supremacists, he said. All citizens are welcome, and I emphasize the word citizens. On the border, the longtime conservative radio host described President Joe Biden as a pathological liar from the day he entered Congress. The man either doesn't know the truth or doesn't know how to state the truth, he said. Everything that this phony does is a lie from the bottom of his twisted black soul. He has busted our borders wide open, and the country is dying as a result, he added. Not only from illegal aliens who are mostly coming here for the welfare, not to work, but from the fentanyl crisis and the other drugs pouring over the border. Savage warned that if the situation is not stopped, we will have the same shootouts in this country between the U.S. military and the cartels in the streets of America that they are having in Mexico right now. That border must be sealed with U.S. troops or we're dead as a nation, he concluded. In November, Savage suggested that an enemy within the GOP may have been behind the poor timing of the Supreme Court's hearing of the Roe v. Wade abortion case. In September, he insisted that Joe Biden is the worst president to lead the country during his lifetime, claiming a criminal enterprise is running the country, as he highlighted the border crisis, the Afghanistan withdrawal, the return to energy dependence, and the authoritarian COVID-19 mandate. In August, he claimed the Biden administration brought a nightmare upon America as it dragged us into the dark ages and raped half the nation. He also deemed the FBI raid on former President Trump's estate this summer a violation of his Fourth Amendment rights as he slammed hypocritical liberals for cheering on fascism. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.